From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Toyota will replace nearly 4 million gas pedals as part of a vehicle recall. Jerome Vaughn of member station WDET has details.
Toyota launched the recall in late September after receiving reports of gas pedals becoming stuck under the vehicle's floor mats. Affected models include the Camry, Prius, and the Lexus ES350. The automaker now says it will shorten gas pedals on recalled vehicles as a short-term solution beginning early next year. Officials say replacement accelerator pedals should be available in the spring. Dealers will also install a brake override system in some models, which will cut engine power if the brake and accelerator are depressed at the same time. Owners of affected models are advised to remove the driver's side floor mat until they're contacted by the automaker. The recall was Toyota's largest ever in the U.S. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Vaughn in Detroit.
Liberal Democrats are lining up in opposition against sending any more troops to Afghanistan. President Obama is scheduled to unveil his Afghan strategy in a national address next week from West Point. Mr. Obama has been asked to authorize an additional 40,000 troops. There is word that he might approve sending about 30,000 reinforcements. 1 year after the terror attacks that killed more than 160 people in Mumbai, Pakistan authorities are indicting seven men in connection with the attacks. The U.S. and India are closely watching the proceeding to see whether Islamabad brings those responsible to justice. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy has more.
The charges of conspiracy to carry out the Mumbai attack were read to the seven accused at a closed hearing of the Special Anti-Terrorist Court set up inside the high-security jail in Rawalpindi where the defendants are being held. Defense counsel say all seven pleaded not guilty. Islamabad has admitted that much of the Mumbai plot originated on its soil. Prosecutors say Zaki-ur-Rahman Lakhvi, the head of the outlawed militant group Lashkar-e-Taiba, was the mastermind behind the Mumbai attack. Lashkar-e-Taiba at one time had close links to Pakistan's intelligence services and ran guerrilla raids on Indian-held Kashmir. Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh said Wednesday that such forces should have no doubt that they will fail in what he called their nefarious attempts. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
Philippine authorities are holding a suspect in Monday's election-related massacre of 57 people on Mindanao Island. Officials say a clan leader in the province of Maguindanao turned himself in. Most of the victims were traveling with a caravan of family members who intended to register a relative as a candidate for a provincial election. But some were also passers-by who happened to witness the killings. On Wall Street, the Dow gained 31 points. This is NPR News. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the latest wave of the swine flu outbreak may be declining a bit, and more vaccine is becoming available, according to the CDC's Dr. Ann Schuchat.
Our supply does continue to increase, and as of today, there are 61.2 million doses of H1N1 vaccine available for the states to order. Still, a little less than a quarter of that is available as the spray.
Schuchat says people should not ease up on efforts to prevent the spread of flu. A federal court has ruled an execution of an Ohio death row inmate planned for less than 2 weeks from now can go forward as planned. Ohio Public Radio's Joe Ingles has the story.
Executions in Ohio have been put on hold for the past 3 months after a botched attempt on a death row inmate in September. In that case, technicians tried for 2 hours but couldn't find a vein that was strong enough to carry the lethal injection through the inmate's body. But earlier this month, prison officials came up with a new protocol for executions. And that's why the federal court is now saying the execution of death row inmate Kenneth Byros can proceed as scheduled on December 8th. The Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals says the change renders moot the argument by Byros that the previously used three-drug cocktail is unconstitutional. For NPR News, I'm Joe Ingles in Columbus, Ohio.
A Swiss court has granted bail for Roman Polanski, who's fighting extradition to the United States, where he's wanted for fleeing sentencing in a 31-year-old sex case. The award-winning film director was arrested in Zurich in September. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News. From Washington.